You are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hey everybody, this is Chef Emily from Astor Center. I wanted to personally thank you for coming out to Grilling and Swilling and supporting the amazing Heritage Radio Network. Since you were swilling while I was grilling, we thought we'd give you a little audio gift bag, a reminder of my top five grilling tips.
Tip number one.
First, embrace two-zone heating. Either on charcoal or on gas, make sure you've got a hot half and a less hot half to work on before you put your meat down. Test this by holding your hand over the less hot half. You should be able to hold it there for at least 5 seconds, but preferably more like 8.
Tip number two.
Next, be ready for flare-ups. Keep a spray bottle of water next to your marinade. If you get a flare-up you don't want, squirt the base of the flame. If there are still unwanted flames, move the meat away from the fire onto the cooler part of the grill until it burns out. The fire is usually caused by the marinade and not the meat, so brush responsibly with highly flammable ingredients like oils, sugars, and alcohols.
Tip number three.
Third, love your calibrated instant read thermometer. Nothing is worse than a group of friends biting into their highly anticipated, perfectly charred chicken only to realize it's raw at the bone. I know on TV they poke meat and refer to parts of their hands or biceps. These things lie. Science doesn't. So calibrate your instant read by holding it in boiling water and make sure it reads 220 degrees Fahrenheit every couple of weeks.
Tip number four.
Fourth, cooking times vary based on the cut of meat. Parts of an animal that get used a lot, like butts and ribs, require long, low, slow cooking to break down the muscle tissue that spent its life holding the animal up and mobile. Less exercise cuts, like loins and tenderloins, can be cooked faster and sliced thinner. Ground meat, like burger patties, have cooking times that vary based on the cut that was ground, the fat content, and the thickness of the patty. This is why an instant read is so handy.
And tip number five.
Finally, when you are having company, choose a menu that's 90% or more done before your guests arrive. As the host, you want to be out mingling with the friends who came over to see you and not chopping parsley and measuring freshly squeezed lemon juice. Get all the prep work and most of the cooking done in advance so that when the time comes, you can assume your stance at the grill, impress with your skills, and sit down and eat with everybody else. Have a fantastic barbecue season and find me sporadically on Twitter at Chef Emily P or on Facebook /Chef Emily P or my website, thegourmandandthepeasant.com. And thanks for listening.
For 15% off your next Heritage Foods USA order, use the coupon code ASTER. Thanks for listening.